Oh man, Lord Jesus. Let's have some more prayer for the meeting. Lord, we pray that you would also change our view of the judgment, that we would see the love of the Father, because you love us, you chasten us. You also show us what you still need to judge in us today. Lord, we want to take this word and let you chasten us. Father, thank you for the love that we see in your judgment. Thank you for the words that you are speaking to us today. Oh Lord, prepare us for your coming. We pray that this morning you speak to us and appear to us. Oh Lord, we are poor in spirit and also cleanse our hearts. Oh, we want to see the righteousness in your word appear to each one of the saints. Oh Lord, show us everything that we need to see for our perfection. Lord, we praise you for your word. Thank you that your word makes us clean. Oh Lord, purifying our hearts from all love towards the world. Oh Lord, we want to focus ourselves on you and your purpose. Thank you, you sanctify us so that we can live in Zion. Oh Lord, give us the washing of the water in the word this morning, that we would be sanctified, that we would be without blemish, that we would be glorious for you. You should receive the glory this morning. You should also be the one who is satisfied. We give you this entire time. Praise the Lord. I hope we're all fresh again this morning. The Spirit will refresh us. We all need refreshment. Amen. What can make us fresh aside from the water of life? Except of this wonderful fountain of water of life. We can all drink. Sorry that I drove too quickly with the train yesterday. It was a little difficult for the translators. But I just went through the outline. And today, I will try to speak more slowly and not to go so quickly. Yesterday, we went to section 2. There are, of course, many chapters that are mentioned here. And it is very important for us to see, in order for the Lord to go on with us, He has to really clean out a lot of the rooms within our hearts, because we have too much garbage in our hearts, too much dirt. Our heart does not go along with Him. We are rebellious. We love many other things besides our living God. We love the world. We are for ourselves. There are many problems. We all have to recognize this. This is a fact. Or, do you not have any problems? You see? The smiling tells us everything. We are all the same. We're all in the same boat. We all come from Adam. There's nothing different. So for the Lord to lead us to the goal and into glory, don't think it's easy. That's why as it says in Hebrews, we need a captain of our salvation. We need a captain of our salvation. He who fights for us. We have to fight until we reach the goal. Sorry, that's how it is. In my entire Christian life, until today, of course there was much enjoyment, but there's also much fighting. What does Paul say? Does he say that you enter into the kingdom of God through much enjoyment? Did he say that? What did he say? Through much suffering and tribulation. Who likes tribulation? And why do you need tribulation? Where does it come from? From outside? Only? Of course, there's tribulation that comes from external sources. But we realize often this tribulation comes from inside out. What can hinder you to go on from the from outside? That which comes from the outside. Things that hinder us. What are the things that hinder us? The things outside or the things that are in us? And that's why it is very necessary to see that there is no other way. God has to clean out our hearts. He has to heal us inwardly. If we are not prepared, then we cannot go on. And then at the end we'll be like Ephraim and Judah. We will all be drunk with many different types of wine. And then we are also cloudy. And then we think we're important. And then so many concepts come into us. And we choose what we want. And we are disobedient. And all of this, everything that Isaiah mentioned, and everything that he reported, applies to us, applies to me, right? So when I see Isaiah, I see myself. This was a picture for me, of me. And I thought, oh, I see myself in Isaiah. My image is described here in Isaiah. We need healing. We need salvation to the uttermost. This is what Hebrews also tells us in chapter 7. He is able to save us to the uttermost. He is able. That's not a problem. But do you want to? Are you ready? This is the question of all questions. It's no question that the Lord can do it. He's capable of doing it. He's capable of saving us to the uttermost. There's no question that he can do it. But the question is, am I ready? Am I always ready to go with him to be saved? And sometimes we know we shouldn't do something, but we say, I'm going to do it anyway. What should the Lord do? And what the doctor prescribes, you go home and you forget everything. If the doctor says, don't eat too much fat, don't eat too much sugar, don't eat too much chocolate, don't eat this, don't eat that. And then you say, okay, and then you go home. And you go back to your old diet. This is our problem. That's our problem. And that's why the Lord has no other way but to continuously expose us and to deal with us. And if we don't cooperate with him, then we will lose everything at the end. And then we even blame others. Then we blame others. This person, these here, they're rebellious. Oh, Lord Jesus. Unfortunately, it's this way. And Isaiah is very healing. It's a very healing word. And that's why Isaiah described the situation here. A lot of young people asked me last night, what happened to Isaiah at the end? They were shocked to hear what happened to Isaiah. King Manasseh sawed him. He who speaks the truth will be sawn. Do you still want to speak the truth? Paul said in Hebrews 11, some will be sawn in two. When he also was referring to Isaiah. After we read Isaiah, we can understand why he was sawn. Would you like to be sawn in two? Praise the Lord for this prophet. He didn't seem to have many nice things to say. If we have to end up crowning ourselves and praising ourselves, if we have nothing else nice to say about the word of the Lord, then we'll have a crown like you get the crown at Burger King. You know, the kids really like to get these crowns that they get from Burger King, and they go home, they like to be king. This is what the Lord said to Ephraim. You crown yourselves with pride. You know, this picture is actually quite clear. We make ourselves so important. We think we have the authority. We think. But what a poor testimony this is.
Und so hier noch einmal.
In section 2, in part 1, it says, referring to the decadence and destruction of Israel and Jerusalem in the later times. It's really emphasizing also the later times. Because if you're not so successful,